bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Well, good afternoon and welcome. It is great to be here with you today. Thank you for allowing me to spend just part of my afternoon with you. I love hanging out with you. It was great to see some of you. I have been talking about the walk to Mary for a little while. Father Rocky, another one of my colleagues, a guy named Steve, did 21, 22 miles. I have to admit, I'm soft. 7 miles was rough. But I saw people from Miami to California. It was crazy. All across the country, people came. They flew in to walk from the National Shrine of St. Joseph to the only church-approved apparition in the country. That is the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help. And a lot of graces flowed on that day. His Excellency Bishop David Ricken celebrated the Mass, and he was the bishop. He is the 12th bishop of Green Bay. He was the one who actually approved the only apparition that we have here in our country, Our Lady of Good Help. And it's a place, if you can get there, I cannot emphasize this enough. I've traveled the planet. I've been present when the Mother of God appears. I'll tell you what, I've been there during apparitions. I get the same sense of the supernatural. I get the same sense of grace and peace when I pray at the shrine. So if you ever can get there, please go ahead and do that. In fact, let's start today with prayer. As you might know, if you've been listening throughout the day, this is our pledge week. It is the first pledge drive of, am I right on this, Jake? No, it's our second pledge drive of 2021. It's like a blur to me. I don't know where time goes. I said it to my wife actually the other day. I was looking at the clock and I'm like, can you believe it? April's over. We're in May. Before you know it, June will be halfway through this year. Where did it go? But you've made it possible for us to stay on the air. And I just want to thank you for that. And I just want to hold out a big cup today and invite you to help, maybe if you can, pray for us and then make a donation. If you can help Relevant Radio stay on the air with your gift, we're listener supported. I know you'll be blessed. But let's turn to the Mother of God today. We'll talk to her. And we'll also, I want to talk a little bit about her. Dr. Mark Mirabali will be stopping by. Well, I got some news regarding St. Joseph, too. So we'll get into that, too. But let's pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you. O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother, to you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen. And I bring to you, dear lady, my spiritual family here. I bring to you their hearts and all their needs and all their intentions. And I bring to you in a special way this week the great mission of Relevant Radio, that we may be bearers of truth and of beauty and of goodness and above all, your Son. Amen. Hey, I don't know if you heard this. I've been covering a series of stories. And I just, before we talk to Dr. Mirabali, I want to share this with you because this is a continuing event in our country. And the only reason I keep bringing these stories to you, I want you to know the scope and the magnitude. They often fly under the radar. But I saw the same thing happen before the Rwandan genocide. And I'm not saying there's going to be genocide in the U.S., but there was a demonic outbreak, an attack on God and all things religious in Rwanda before that genocide erupted, before the horrors that would ensue there in 1994 when the president of that nation's plane got shot down and the Hutus turned on the Tutsis. And we saw this horrible civil and ethnic cleansing. There was a mural of Our Lady of Guadalupe at Elizabeth of Hungary Church in Van Nuys in California, and it was damaged just a couple days ago, or last week, I believe it was. Again, I think somebody took a sledgehammer to the face of Our Lady. I saw this image. And this is just one story of a number that I've been seeing. And every time I see them, I want to bring them to you for two reasons. One, I want to make you aware. But secondly, I want you to pray. When you see something like this, there was an unknown man. He was dressed in black. He attacked this mural with a sledgehammer in the darkness of night and smashed her face before fleeing. And this has been done before, and we're seeing it around the country. Pray for that soul. Pray for the attack on the church. Let's pray for our Lady and the great mission God has given her as our spiritual mother today to lead all of us closer to her Son. In fact, this is the month dedicated to her. It's the month of May. It's a month in which we, in a special way, will turn to her in her intercession. I'm telling you, she's powerful, and she really, she'll work on your behalf. And I'm joined today by somebody who knows that, who's been a great champion of Marian devotion. He teaches it. He's written about it. He's a great professor that hails from Steubenville University, and as I often say many times, he's the author of a number of books, from everything from Our Lady to St. Joseph, and currently he holds a St. John Paul II chair in Mariology at Franciscan U, and it's good to have Dr. Miravalli back. Hey, Doctor, thank you for your time, as always. Welcome.
Thank you, Drew. It's always a pleasure.
As you know, those stories, and I want to talk about Our Lady today, but I'm seeing so many statues vandalized. Hands are being broken, faces being statues being toppled, stained glass being broken, churches being burned. And we're almost seeing it increase in frequency. Now, I know the mainstream media, this is not a big story for them, but they do come across my radar. Like I said, I always give pause to these because of what I saw that happened in Rwanda. And not that we're going to see a genocide, but I do think it's a hallmark of this darkness, of this diabolic aggressiveness that we're seeing from the evil one today. Your thoughts on that? I mean, I'd love to know what you think.
Yeah, Drew, look, here's the bottom line. Satan is becoming bolder and more public than ever. Now, I say that because typically the usual strategy of Satan is to be in the shadows, is to do his diabolical work, but not up front. Why? Because then people know it's Satan, and at least for most of the 19th and 20th and even into the 21st century, that would back people off. So, oh, gosh, this is satanic. I thought this was just kind of a New Age thing. Or, you know, this porn stuff or these other elements, I didn't realize that Satan was so clearly behind these things. And so I want nothing to do with them. Well, now, Drew, we're seeing a different phenomenon, which, and it's a good thing that you're reporting this, we're seeing Satan get more and more public and be applauded and confirmed by sales and by attention. We've talked about this earlier, a few weeks ago. We talked about, you know, the satanic sneakers that were, you know, going for over $1,000 a pair with 666 on them and human blood in them. And then we talked about the unholy. I pray none of our listeners will patronize that blasphemy with a penny of their money. A whole thing about an image of a supposed apparition of Our Lady, and people come and they're giving their hearts to Our Lady, and then all of a sudden it's really Satan. Now, my point is this, Drew. 20 years ago, that movie would bomb because people of a genuine Judeo-Christian or even a good general natural law background would say, I'm not going to support that. Even if I'm not Catholic, I'm not going to support such a disrespect. Can you imagine, Drew, if that was done to an image from Islam, the type of response people would be having? But now Satan is getting more explicit and he's getting more confirmed in it. That's why we have to redouble our efforts to pronounce publicly the truth about Our Lady, the Mother. Why? Because she is the one that God has designated that will crush the head of Satan. That's Genesis 3:15. That's John 19, where Jesus says, "Behold your mother." And that's also Revelations 12, when you have the great battle between the ancient dragon and between the woman clothed with the sun. Well, that battle's happening right now, Drew, straight up. And so while in some cases we can't stop some of this satanic boldness and statues being harmed and things, we do have the responsibility of raising the mother. That means the month of May, praying the rosary, doing our consecrations, proclaiming the truth about her. She's not simply a disciple. She is queen and mother of the church. She's co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. We need her now, and this is a great way during this month of May to underscore the legitimate authority and power of Mary that we hold as the doctrinal teachings of our Holy Catholic faith.
I love it. My guest today is Dr. Mark Miravalli. If you want to join the conversation, My phones in studio are open, and we'd always love to hear from you. You can sound off or ask your questions or just pull up a chair and join the conversation. The number here is 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. And I do want to talk more about Our Lady because our Holy Father's been busy. He's called out the rosary to combat the pandemic, and I want to get into that in a moment. Before we do, though, just another piece of news here I'd like your take on. The Holy Father has added seven new, I guess, invocations to the litany of St. Joseph. I know the Vatican's Divine Worship Office announced that earlier, and of course the Holy Father has given it the thumbs up. What do you know about that? This is a year, as we talk about Our Lady, but her most chaste spouse, St. Joseph, has really taken prominence this year, unlike any other year. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. There are conferences being held. In fact, the state of California, there was a consecration of California to St. Joseph, as well as, I believe, the Philippines did the same thing. The Archbishop there did that as well. Love your take on what we're seeing here to this great terror of demons. I think we need more than ever, but we've got new invocations. We've got consecrations taking place. The fruit of that in your own analysis.
Yeah, well, Drew, I think declaring a year of St. Joseph is one of the greatest spiritual insights that our Holy Father, Pope Francis, has had and has enacted in his papacy. What does that mean when you declare a year? It means you're basically encouraging all members of the faithful on their different levels and their different aspects to pronounce, to underscore, to accentuate, to add new manifestations of devotion, and to go back to the rich tradition of the Church on St. Joseph. So it is, as you have said, it's been an explosion of Josephite devotion from consecrations to celebrations to writings. Now, Pope Francis has always had a great love of St. Joseph. I mean, he instituted his papacy on March 19th, on the Feast of St. Joseph, some 8 or 9 years back. He also has an image of St. Joseph on his papal motto. And right. On May 1st, the first year he was Pope, he also brought forward new elements of including Joseph in the other Eucharistic prayers. So our Holy Father is certainly St. Joseph man. Now, in adding these invocations, there's some very beautiful invocations that were added just on Saturday. Guardian of the Redeemer, which was the name of St. John Paul II's encyclical. Also powerful, Drew, is Minister of Salvation. Now, that's powerful. Minister of Salvation, that's because of Joseph's proximity to our Lord Jesus, and that he was the moral father, not the physical, not the biological, but the moral father of Jesus. So it's a great 1-2 punch, Our Lady and St. Joseph, as you say, tear the demons, the invocation the kids love more than any of the others, I think, when you pray the family litany.
Yeah, I love it, too. All right, well, I'll tell you what, Doctor, we have a slightly amended schedule because we have to just ask for some support today. And when we come back, we'll grab a call or two. I do want to talk a little bit more about Our Lady. The Holy Father's done something which is really, I just think, brilliant when it comes to combating what has affected every nation and every people of the planet. I'll tell you about that when we come back. But I do want to ask you personally, if you can, in the next few minutes, just make a phone call to 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123 and make a pledge. You can go online and do it that way as well or use your mobile app. But we're listener supported. And I'm just so grateful to be able to take a look at these truths that are coming out of the Church. These teachings, these realities, as well as what's happening in the culture, and to be able to explore those through the framework of our faith. There's not a whole lot of radio programs around the nation that do that. So please, if you believe and love what we do here, then support it because we're here for you. Again, it's 877-291-0123. Let me just bring into the conversation Father Rocky. He's got a message for you now.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, the Executive Director of Relevant Radio, and have you heard about our Monday-only special thank you gift? It's a beautiful spiritual keepsake. It's an olive wood hand cross shaped to fit in the palm of your hand. The olive tree is native to the Holy Land since ancient times. I have friends and family who love to pray with an olive wood hand cross as it brings them peace and comfort while they pray. Today only, our thank you gift for your donation of $20 a month or more is a natural olive wood hand cross. It's a great gift for a friend or family member. Again, the olive wood hand cross is only available today for a gift of $20 a month to help Relevant Radio bring Christ to the world. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And we have matching funds this hour, so give now and your donation will be doubled.
And you will love that olive wood hand cross. Hi, it's Neil Robbins joining Drew Mariani, relevantradio.com, Relevant Radio app, or 877-291-0123. Day number one of our Give Hope Pledge Drive. Can you help us out with a gift of $20 a month for that beautiful olive wood hand cross? Take a look at it yourself at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Just kind of hold that in your hand as you pray. And over time, the oils from your fingers soak into that wood. And really, it gets more beautiful as time goes on. 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. And Drew, we are looking for 175 people to step forward this hour and say they love the Drew Mariani Show. They love the chaplet every day at 3 o'clock. They love the news and the issues that you deliver every single day. And we want 175 to step forward this hour. Oh, I should also mention, we've got another partnership challenge hour underway, Drew.
Wow. It's dollar for dollar match, Neil?
Dollar for dollar. You got it.
You can't beat it. Golden hour right now. As Neil said, 175 people. I would love that. That would be heartwarming if you could be one of those 175 this hour and say, hey, Drew, we do love the look that you give us. Because this hour, we tend to always start with the big issues of the day, right? And we give you a moral perspective on them. We try to put into context everything from critical race theory to education to the church. We're talking about Our Lady and St. Joseph today. You never know what you're going to get. It's always a mixed bag. So please, if you can call, whatever you give, and this is a great day to give. We don't have matching dollars every day. That's for sure. Today, you got it. The number is 877-291-0123, and I would be grateful if you make that call or go online to Relevant Radio. You can do it there, or you can use your mobile app. And as Neil was pointing out, there are limited numbers of this olive wood hand cross, and this is a premium you'll only get today. This comes from the Holy Land itself, and I was listening a little bit earlier today to several people talking about how they just love to hold this when they pray, and I think it's such a great thing. I always have my rosary beads in my hand or in my pocket. This is a great gift to carry with you or to give to somebody who might need some peace in their life. 877-291-0123.
Can you be one of 175 people to step forward this hour and say that you want to support Relevant Radio, you want to support the Drew Mariani Show? Give right now while you can have your gift doubled. RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Thanks to Gemma in Flagstaff, Arizona for your $20 a month gift. Christina Modesto, California pitched in $80 as we work toward that $2.7 million by the end of the week. Elizabeth in Chicago, a $120 gift. Thank you, Elizabeth. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or 877-291-0123. You can come in at $20 a month. We have that beautiful olive wood hand cross for you. Give hope right now.
This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and on the Relevant Radio app.
Well, thanks for joining me. It's great to be here with you. Thank you for your generosity, too. I'm grateful. I know we all have expenses, and it's hard sometimes to give, but you'll never be disappointed when you give. God always gives back. I'm convinced of that. Sometimes in a very temporal way, and you'll be amazed, and sometimes... And I think the most important way is spiritually, of course, but we're called to be generous. This is an opportunity to do so, so I invite you to do that. Hey, I'm joined by Dr. Mark Miravalli today, and he is a great devotee of Our Lady, a great proponent of her, great teacher, great writer. And doctor, I thought of you when I saw this story, because you and I have spoken about the rosary for years. The Holy Father on Saturday is going to, I think he just did it. I guess it was this past Saturday. It's not this coming Saturday. I think he did this last month. He began a month-long, I believe it's a prayer marathon to end the COVID-19 pandemic. And I remember reading about this 2 or 3 weeks ago when it was announced, and I thought, what a brilliant idea. Pick up your rosary beads to combat COVID. What's your thought on what he's doing there? I know the Pope's rosary was going to be broadcast live, and it's going to go on for a solid month, a marathon of rosaries. COVID is over, in my opinion, if he does that. If the world responds, we'll change the world.
Yeah, Drew, I think it also is a real inspiration It's called the Rosary Rescue, and the Holy Father did, in fact, start it last Saturday. And obviously through virtual means, every day, a different location throughout the world will have will lead that rosary. So it's a beautiful and it's a power-letting way by which we try to tackle coronavirus. What's so beautiful about it, Drew, is we wouldn't be doing this if Our Lady didn't have an extraordinary power that the Most Holy Trinity has given her for peace in the world, for the things like at Fatima. We were talking earlier about, you know, destroying Marian images. It's interesting. Sometimes there's more Marian images being destroyed than images of Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, that was one of the requests at Fatima to do reparation on the five first Saturdays. One of the requests was in reparation for desecration of her images. And so all of this is because Our Lady does have the power. She's not just a disciple. She's just not a happy, laid-back mother. She is the queen of heaven and earth. She's the mother of all peoples. She's co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate, and we need those roles today. So it is precisely because Our Lady does have that intercessory power to bring to end things like COVID, and also like family breakdown, and like abortion, and like trafficking, and the laundry list of offenses and ways that society is not responding to the gospel. Our Lady can bring us peace, but we have to invoke her. So it's so great to tap the power of the rosary, especially during this month. And I would encourage people to do it both for the pandemic, but also for the many other needs in the church and the world today. Let's pray the rosary, and let's ask the mediatrix of all graces to be generous and be our advocate right now during this month for the good of the church and the world.
Yeah, we know prayer changes things. We saw the power of the rosary throughout history, not only to, you know, remove atheistic, you know, forces. The Battle of Lepanto is another great story of the power of the rosary, and there's so many of them. But also to see conversion in the lives of those you love. My own father's conversion came as a result of my mother's nonstop rosary. And it speaks to the role of our Blessed Mother. She said yes when the angel Gabriel appeared to her. She accepted her role in salvation history at the foot of the cross, of course, as she watched that beautiful son of hers die, be tortured to death. He publicly proclaimed her our mother. And she is our spiritual mother today. And Doctor, I think that's why we should pray in earnest right now for peace in the world, for the end of the pandemic, for all the problems that seem to plague us. And there's a great prayer that came from Amsterdam, a church-approved apparition site where she appeared. It's known as Our Lady of All Nations. Maybe you can share that very quickly. I have about a minute and a half for you here before I've got to take another quick break. But just if people want to get that prayer prayed, I know how powerful it is.
Sure. Well, let me start by letting people know how to get it. And you can email us at mary@motherofallpeoples.com, or I'll give a phone number in just a few moments. It's a prayer asking Jesus to send down the Holy Spirit into the hearts of all nations to prevent degeneration, disasters, war. It's only a 25-second prayer, but I believe it has an untold power before the throne of God.
Wow.
And even though the official status of the Amsterdam apparitions has been adjusted on December 2020 to be non consta, which means middle category, it's not the approved category, I still believe this prayer has tremendous power to bring peace in the world, really, that much, because that's Our Lady's task. So if you want to get the prayer, they're free, 740-937-2277, 740-937-2277, or email us at mary@motherofallpeoples.com. Just give us your name and address, how many you want, and we send them out free. It's a powerful prayer that I believe allows Our Lady to, in fact, bring peace to the world and the graces of the Triumph of the Immaculate Heart.
Hey, Doctor, thanks for being with us. Always a delight having you. Pray for us, okay, as we continue with our pledge drive. And I'll remember you in about 30 minutes when I pray at the chaplet.
Thanks so much, Drew. God bless you all.
All right. Well, stay with us. You know, we've got a lot to still share with you coming up. I'll be talking a little bit about persecution in the Holy Land. Right now, my colleague Neil Robbins joins us. He threw out a big big number. He wanted 175 people right now to respond, to get on board in this hour and say, yeah, I'm going to support Relevant Radio. Neil, how are we looking? What's the latest? Fill everyone in, and why this hour in particular is going to be one of the best to give.
Oh, yeah. It's a partnership challenge hour, Drew. So anybody who gets a hold of us this hour, will have their donation go twice as far. We're going to double whatever amount you can do. And great news, Drew, we're doing really well this hour, and we have about 115 people to go. We're looking for 175, 115 to go. So if you can be one of 115 folks to get a hold of us and support Relevant Radio, support the Drew Mariani Show, please do so. Your gift will be doubled. 877-291-0123. You can give online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. And we have, nearly half are already gone. We have these beautiful olive wood hand crosses. Pray with these hand crosses. Brings you peace and comfort, even more peace and comfort as you sit and pray. It darkens over time from the oils on your hand, and it becomes even more beautiful over time. We have those right now, but those are flying out of here. So if you have a gift of $20 a month or more, we will send you a beautiful olive wood hand cross from Jerusalem. Give online, $20 a month at relevantradio.com, on the Relevant Radio app, or Drew at 877-291-0123.
877-291-0123 or online. And again, this is a today-only premium, and that's because there's only a limited number of these. I think they only brought a couple hundred of these back. So once they're gone, and it's for today only. So if you want this cross, I'd get it blessed. It becomes a beautiful sacramental for you. The olive tree is native, of course, to the Holy Land. It's been there since ancient times. Christ, prayed beneath these olive trees, if you think about that, in Gethsemane. And just to have a little piece of the Holy Land with you, I think it would be beautiful as you meditate on the passion of our Lord. But call right now. You can still get in, and we want 175 faithful donors at 877-291-0123. Neil?
Yeah, and Drew, we're only down to about 100 people yet this half hour, this next half hour, to get us to that 175. Can you be one of the next 100 people to get a hold of us, support the Drew Mariani Show, support the mission of Relevant Radio? 877-291-0123. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the app.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Well, thank you for joining me, and thank you for the response. I know Neil's asked for 175 people to get on board this hour. I just want to say thank you for that. You know why? Because it says, hey, we value what you do, Drew. We appreciate the look you give us at the news and issues of the day and the way you're able to bring the truth of the faith to us on a daily basis to give perspective. And that's what it's all about. And I try to cover, when you tune into my broadcast, issues that aren't always covered in the mainstream media, issues that you may not hear anywhere else. And one of the things I thought we'd talk about today is Christians in the Holy Land. And I, before you turn the dial, and don't touch the dial yet, the reason I'm telling you that is, what sparked the idea? As I was getting ready for the broadcast, I was looking at this olive wood cross that we're giving away today. And it's available only for the next couple hours here, and then you won't be able to get it. It comes from Jerusalem. We have limited numbers that came in. And if you could donate today, there's a dollar-for-dollar match. Ask about that premium level at 877-291-0123. But, I'm a Knight of the Holy Sepulchre, and I'm intimately aware of what is happening with Christians in the very place, in the birthplace of our faith. I mean, Christians, they've lived a history in the Holy Land that spans more than two millennia. And they've survived countless invasions. They've flourished under all sorts of different forms of government. And their survival is dependent on the principle that the holy places, they have to be shared. They have to be acceptable, accessible, I should say, to all. And it's the holy places that have given meaning to the region and to the inhabitants. But I got to be honest with you. You know what's going on right now? Christians in the Holy Land, they are forgotten. And they are in crisis today. They are ignored by the worldwide media. Their numbers have been reduced. They've been reduced to an alarming level. I mean, they struggle every day. And this is something that you might be hearing about for the first time. I see a lot of different stats. One of the stats I had seen, I don't know how new or old it was, is that, Christians in the Holy Land, and that's located between, let's say, the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea, they make up about 2% of the population. But that number is dwindling. I saw that number was back in 2012. We're talking almost a decade later. So it could be considerably less. About a century ago, Christians represented about 10% of the Holy Land's total population. They comprise about 86% of Bethlehem, where Jesus was born. Today, they make up, you know, they probably between 10 and 30% of the city's inhabitants. It could be even lower than that. I saw one number, which was even lower. So, joining me today to give us some perspective on this is a fellow knight. He is the chairman of the board here at Relevant Radio, and it's always an honor and a privilege to talk to somebody who's really helped, not just to lead and to guide Relevant Radio to where we are here, but a man who's dedicated. Is really, he said to me one day, he says, "Drew, it's really a vocation. It's a vocation if you're called to be a knight to really help support and defend those holy places in the Holy Land, the birthplace of Christianity." And Tom, I want to thank you for what you do, not just for Relevant, but what you're doing for our brothers and sisters in it's almost a forgotten part of the world.
Yeah, well, you're welcome, Drew. Thanks for having me on, and it's good to talk about our brothers and sisters in the Holy Land.
Well, fill us in. What's the situation there like, Tom? Give some perspective if you could.
Yeah, we gave a pretty good thumbnail overview of Drew. It's the population is now somewhere between 1.5% and 2%. We believe of the population in the Holy Land is Christian. Wow. Most of the Christians are Palestinian, and so as we know from what we do know about the media is that the Palestinians are in general persecuted some. They're restricted to the West Bank and other areas. They live in what we could consider to be an outdoor prison because Israel has built a 28-foot concrete barrier all around the West Bank. And so you can't pass, and Christians and Palestinians cannot pass freely from, say, Bethlehem to Jerusalem. And now with the pandemic, it's really horrible. Most of the Christians in the Holy Land rely on tourism for their livelihood. And as we know, everything's shut down. So whatever little they had, they now have has been taken away from them because there is no tourism. So when you visit the Holy Land as a knight and lady of the Holy Sepulchre, you stay in Christian hotels, you eat at Christian-owned restaurants, yeah. You visit their shops, you buy their goods, and like the Olive Wood Cross that we're talking about here for this pledge premium. Don't exactly know because we haven't had much personal contact with them because of the restrictions on travel. But
here's the thing, Tom.
Just imagine how horrible this might be.
I think a lot of people don't understand the politics of the area. I mean, the media portrays Palestinians as though they are the bad guys. Christians who are living in Palestine, I mean, you know, how do they get their voice heard? And is it a fair representation what we're seeing in the media? I know a lot of people are concerned. We know that Bethlehem is in Palestine and areas like that. But give me your perspective on that, because I don't think everyone truly understands the interplay that takes place there between both faith and politics.
Well, it's such a complex matter, Drew. As you know, there are so many things going on there politically, faith based, every which way. It's such a contrast or such a study in contrast of every different type, and being such a small minority in living in an area that's typically being restricted by the Israeli government. The United States is typically secularly, it's pro-Israeli. Most of our Christians are on the Palestinian side of that equation. And so I don't think there's the whole story's not being told. You know, there's probably some inaccuracies on the positions from both sides. But our poor Christian brothers and sisters are really, really caught in the middle.
So how can we help them? What's the best way to help?
Well, I mean, first we pray for them. We try to be with them in solidarity, which is why making a pilgrimage is so very vitally important, to let them know physically that they're not alone, that we know that they're there. We appreciate their being there. We want to help sustain them. As knights and ladies of the Holy Sepulchre, we support them in three fashions. We pray for them. we support them with our dues go to supporting the charitable works and institutions of the Latin Patriarch, which is the Archdiocese of Jerusalem, if you will. Yep. And then we pledge to make a pilgrimage if we are capable in our lifetime. So we encourage everyone to do that. I mean, pray for our Christian brothers and sisters there. And it's really, they're in dire need for sure. So
it's horrible. If you zoom out and you just take a look at the Middle East in general, and you see the persecution that Christians are enduring there in a lot of places. The church is going through a pretty difficult time there, but we know the gates of hell never prevail. And this, we saw what happened in the early church, Tom. I have confidence that, God will come to their aid. Hey, I want to thank you too. Just in terms of Relevant Radio, we're giving away these Hollywood olive wood crosses. I keep wanting to call them Hollywood.
Yeah,
these olive wood crosses from the Holy Land. And I know you've brought stuff back there. I mean, does this help when you bring back religious items from Palestine or from people in particular?
Well, I don't know this particular item. I haven't seen it, Drew, but much of the olive wood that you see is handcrafted by the Christians there, and then it's sold through their methods of distribution, which would typically be gift shops, and in this case, other distributors that export their products to places like the United States. You're absolutely. I mean, so making a gift today that makes you eligible to receive that cross, not only helps Relevant Radio, but it also helps someone in the Holy Land because it helps provide for their livelihood.
So if you can help us, the number here, 877-291-0123. There's a dollar-for-dollar match. And today's, when I saw the premium, I loved it. I mean, I love the olive wood. I love the hand cross. I just think it's a unique premium. I haven't seen anything like that before. It's kind of cool. But Tom, on another note, just on Relevant Radio in general, you've been here for a long time. You have been here when we were in some of our darkest hours, where the ship was taking on water, didn't look like we'd get out of the dock. And today we are sailing the high seas, winning souls for Christ. And I love it because God, I mean, there's a lot more to do. That's for sure. But you came into Relevant Radio because of a pledge drive. You actually went back to our call center and you volunteered. You'd retired from owning your own business, and you were very successful in it. And maybe share your story a little bit for those who are listening right now. What was it that drew you into Relevant, and why did Relevant impact you the way it did?
Well, we being my wife, Ann and I, had become supporters of Relevant Radio primarily at Ann's initiative. She had become a very avid listener, and being local here, she was a volunteer. She was helping out with pledge drives and things, and she encouraged me to stop in one Friday afternoon to take pledge drive calls. And along the way on our faith journey, we've been feeling the call to be involved somehow in evangelization, spreading the good news and bringing people to closer to Christ in the church. And you can just feel in listening to the testimonials that you receive when they're taking pledge drives calls, everyone that picks up the phone and makes a call has likely got a story to tell. Something prompted them to support the work of Relevant Radio because it affected them in a very profound manner. And when people tell you their stories, it's like it just blows you away. And Drew, you talk about them all day long on the air, so even your listeners know what I'm talking about. But I got to feel, I got to talk to people, directly, and they would share their stories, and it's like this is effective. This is really working. It's really making a difference in people's lives. We got to get behind this.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. The fruit of Relevant Radio is really a testimony, I think, to its authenticity and to the grace of God and to the mission God has called us to. And Tom, I'm glad he called you to be part of it, and I'm very grateful for you and
Thank
for
you.
Ann and for all that you do on so many different levels and for making time for us today. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, you're most welcome, Drew. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. It's Tom Vorpal. And it's a very generous man who gives not only of his time, his talent, and his treasure to the mission. And a soul doesn't do that. A person doesn't do that unless they see the fruit of Relevant Radio. And I know you see that. I know that's exactly why you support, and maybe that's why you listen. I mean, I really believe God has called Relevant Radio forth at this particular moment in time to bring the faith back to a culture that has rejected it, to inspire people with hope in a time where fear seems to dominate. And I'm inviting you today, if you can, to help. if you can in any way give large or small to this important mission, I know God will bless you. The number is 877-291-0123. Call now. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. You want to see the fruit of this? Miracles happen every day, not just during the chaplet or the rosary when we pray. Lives are being changed because souls have found Relevant.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across America. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
There's probably someone listening to Relevant Radio for the first time today. What would you tell them about what you've learned and why they should listen, Charlie?
Oh, gosh, having gone away from the faith for a while and getting back, just listening to the stations for the past handful of years, I've just learned so much about the faith. It's unbelievable, and I can't thank you guys enough.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio. Donate now to support our mission. Give a tax-deductible gift online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
We'd love to hear from you if you've never donated before. It's fast, easy, tax-deductible, and you can give in any amount. Call and donate now, 1-877-291-0123. That's 1-877-291-0123.
Love those miracle moments, and let's make more miracle moments, shall we? 877-291-0123. Donate online at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Tom Vorpahl, our chairman of the board, was talking just a couple of moments ago, just the terrific stories that you hear when you answer the phones during a pledge drive at Relevant Radio. So many people call to give and share just amazing stories about how Relevant Radio has changed their life. And maybe you have one of those stories to tell. Give us a call on the studio phone one of these times and let us know that story. We have for you today during this pledge drive a beautiful olive wood hand cross. They are going very quickly. We only have them today only at the $20 a month level. So give us a call right now at 877-291-0123 or do give online at relevantradio.com or on the app. And we have matching funds at least for like the next 13 minutes or so. And Drew, great news. We are down to only needing about 65 more people to step forward to show their support for Relevant Radio this hour to hit our goal of 175.
If you could do that, we'd love that. Would you join us? We're about to pray the chaplet. We're going to be praying for each other. Could you perform a small act of mercy right now? We've got a dollar-for-dollar match today. Neil told me about that when we began this hour. We don't always have them every hour. We certainly don't have them every day. So I can't promise you one tomorrow or Wednesday. I don't know what the schedule is going to be like, but I do know you can get your money doubled right now. So if you've been listening for a short time, maybe you're new to the network, we're listener supported and we stay on the air very much like NPR or some of these other networks do. I just saw a piece on them over the weekend and they've been around a long time. I think Relevant Radio, the mission that we have is not just unique, but I think it's vital to the future of our country and to our children and our children's children, to the church, because we're bringing the message of Jesus Christ. And that's what's going to heal a divided country. And that's what's going to light the way in a time of great darkness. We need you. So please consider, if you can, giving. If you can't, then at least pray. The number again, 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com. As Neil pointed out, just need a few more people to get on board in this hour. So please call right now. Neil?
Yeah, 57 more people to step forward, support the Drew Mariani Show, support Relevant Radio, support the Divine Mercy Chaplet, which is coming up in just about 10 minutes here. And if you give online, we have a special thank you gift. That is Why We Love Our Lady by Father Rocky. It's a brand new MP3 download that you will get right after you give to Relevant Radio. And come in, if you can, at the $20 a month level for that beautiful olive wood hand cross at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app.
Your news, your issues, your opinion. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Hey, it's so good to be with you. Thank you for your generosity, too. I always want to say that to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please leave us your prayer intentions, too, when you call and make that donation. I was in the chapel. I guess it was on Friday, or maybe it was, yeah, it was either Friday or Thursday this past week. And because of social distancing, you know, we all have to sit 6 feet apart or whatever. There's only five people in the chapel this day. Father Rocky was celebrating the Mass. So I was off to the side, and in front of me on the floor were these baskets. There was these prayer baskets. In the way they labeled them, one says prayers received, one says prayers prayed for. And after I received the Eucharist, the Lord's still present in me. I knelt down, I took the stack of prayers, and I began to pray for each prayer individually, line by line, name by name. And when I was done, I put them in the prayed for. And I'm not the only one that does that. All of the associates here at Relevant do that. There are people who do their holy hours. They take your prayer intentions and they pray for them. It's such a blessing. It's such a gift. See, my spiritual philosophy is that you can't outgive God, that when I pray for others rather than my own needs, it's like money in my own spiritual bank. God's going to give it back to me, and with interest, if you will. So I love to pray for you, and I do that regularly, and I'll do that again coming up here in a few minutes for the chaplet. So when you do call 877-291-0123 and you make your pledge, and we're grateful for it. If you can do it, I'm just saying thank you very, very much. Leave us that prayer for your son or daughter or for the business or for the health or for the marriage or whatever the problem might be, and know that we'll be praying for you, okay? We really want to do that, and we really do that. You're before the Blessed Sacrament all day. You're in our Masses and in our prayers. So love it. Hey, did you hear what happened this weekend? And I'm not sure if you're familiar with San Januarius. This is one of those weird things that happen in our faith, right? I love it. You know, when hosts bleed or statues cry or, you know, people get healed. I mean, there's things that defy the laws of nature and science. In Naples, Italy, people get together. They gather at the cathedral there three times a year to see if the blood of an ancient saint will liquefy. And it really is one of the most astonishing, some would probably say weird, ongoing miracles that we have in the church today. I mean, his blood's kept in this little glass vial. And he was a martyr. It's normally congealed, like human blood does, when it gets outside your body and it's put away for centuries, right? On three occasions throughout the year, his feast day, which is September 19th, on December 16th, and on the Saturday before the first Sunday in May, the blood is brought out in procession to a convent, and it usually liquefies, right? Usually is the operative word. There are some occasions where it doesn't. And when that happens, I'll tell you what, the Italians get very concerned, because when it doesn't happen, bad things happen. You know, when it doesn't liquefy. Back in 1939, when World War II began, it didn't liquefy. In 1940, when Italy joined the war, and in 1943, when Italy was occupied by the Nazis, the blood of San Januarius did not liquefy. In 1973, Naples endured an outbreak of cholera. And then in 1980, an earthquake hit southern Italy. So every time it does not liquefy, look what happened. You know, and I'm just throwing it out to you. Guess what happened over the weekend? Good news. It liquefied. Yep. it liquefied. So I guess everybody could, breathe a sigh of relief. Again, the blood is dried, and you can almost see it. I saw video footage of this, you know, and friends of mine have been there. I missed this by like a day. I was in that part of the world and missed it by one day. But the liquefaction normally takes place, as I said, on the first Saturday of May, which just happened. And the bones of this and the blood, which are preserved, I think are a sign for everyone. But that, you know what this says to me? It says that God exists, that he's above the laws of nature, that he can certainly suspend or change them if he wants. I love these types of stories. That's the beauty of our faith, isn't it? We'll pray for miracles in your life coming up in just a moment here on the Chapel of Divine Mercy. Can't wait to do that. But in the interim, if you can help support us, it's a good time to do that. Please do so now.
Absolutely a great time to give, Drew. 877-291-0123. RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app for at least the next 5 minutes. We have a partnership challenge underway. We're going to double your gift in the next 5 minutes. Don't know if we'll have matching funds next hour, but we do right now. And we want you to take advantage of the matching funds. Maybe you can come in at the $20 a month level. We have for you a beautiful olive wood hand cross. You can check it out for yourself on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com. Comes right from the Holy Land, fits right in the palm of your hand. Use it while you pray. It'll give you peace and comfort, even more peace and comfort while you pray, and it becomes even more beautiful over time as the oils from your hand soak into the wood. Really beautiful, and it's yours for $20 a month, but they are going very, very quickly. We only have a limited number of the olive wood hand crosses to give away today. I know as of a little while ago, I think about half were gone, so next hour is the chaplet hour, so they're really going to go flying out of here next hour. So get a hold of us if you want a hand cross. Matching funds right now, relevantradio.com, the app, or Drew at 877-291-0123.
877-291-0123. Great time to call, too, because as Neil, you pointed out, phones are going to get busy. Neil, I know you asked for 175 faithful people to join us this hour. I know we're closing in on that. So this is the last 4.5 minutes to do so. So if you haven't made a pledge yet, as Neil was saying a little bit earlier, today we have a dollar-for-dollar match, which is awesome because we don't have them every day. So your dollars will go twice as far. We have this special premium. This is a cross made from an olive tree out of the Holy Land. You know, these trees have been there since ancient times. Christ was familiar with them. Of course, he prayed under, you know, olive trees. I've prayed in Gethsemane. And this is kind of a unique cross. It's not like your normal cross you hang on the wall just so you're clear. You can go online and take a look at it. It fits into your hand. It might be good for the car. Like, I keep my rosaries in my pocket. There are many times I keep that sacramental in my hand. Get this cross blessed, and it becomes a sacramental. And I'll tell you, evil does not like things that are blessed. Evil does not like sacramentals. Keep it on your person. Maybe give it to your loved one, okay? Put it in the palm of your hand when you're stressed, filled with anxiety. Hold that. Say, Jesus, I trust in you. This comes directly from Jerusalem. It's the natural olive wood, as Neil was pointing out, you know, and it's something that will age in a beautiful way with you. It's a spiritual keepsake. Call right now. Limited numbers have come in. They're yours at 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. But once they are gone, they are gone. And guess what? Here's the other bad bit of news. They're not available tomorrow or any day throughout the week. They're limited only to today. And we're grateful because whatever you give today really helps move the needle on this pledge drive. And it keeps us on the air, keeps us praying, and keeps us in this beautiful relationship with one another. So call right now, 877-291-0123.
And Drew, we're down to 33 people. We need 33 people across the entire country. Oh, there's 33 people listening right now that can step forward.
One for each year of the Lord.
There we go. One for each year of the Lord. 33 to go. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or 877-291-0123. If you can give a gift of $20 a month, we'll pass along to you a beautiful olive wood hand cross. You know, we haven't had a big, those big dollar amounts yet this afternoon, Drew. If you can come in at the 5,000 level, the 10,000 level, maybe you got a monster tax return. Wow. You can share some of that with Relevant Radio. $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. We do commonly during the pledge drive here from some folks who can do that, and maybe that's you. 877-291-0123 online at relevantradio.com or on the app. And I should also mention, we do have those matching funds for 2 more minutes, so take advantage of that. And if you do give online, we have a special thank you gift. This is a brand new recording by Father Rocky. It's called Why We Love Our Lady, a very special talk that Father just put together a few weeks ago for you. And it's available when you give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. We have that for you for any gift you give online, but we really would like you to come in at that $20 a month level so we can send you that beautiful olive wood hand cross. Again, that's at the $20 a month level. 877-291-0123. Give online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. It's day number one of our pledge drive. The Chaplet of Divine Mercy is coming up in a few.